All right. Welcome, everybody, back. Thank you to those who are listening in. We've just been playing a game to learn each other's names and facts about each other by using pieces of toilet paper. And now we join back again. We started this morning talking about the what about the church. And now we're going into the what we do. This is going to be a little bit more of an interactive session. We're going to start. I'm going to sing another song for you guys. You can laugh at me again. Hopefully, this song you guys may know a little bit better. Kanye West. You know Kanye West? A little bit more contemporary. Right? There's a song that he sings. It's called The Good Life. But I change it to The Church Life.
Right.
Okay? So gotta come out from behind here.
Like we always do with this town. You got to shine. Throw your hands up in the sky now. My worship done. He's got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'm about my right knee, brother. Brother, I'm a lady. Yeah. Is free, only filled with spirit, now to praise me. The church life, let's go on a living spree. God says the best thing in life is free. The church life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Austin, it feel like San Marcos, it feel like NY, all the time, why? But we worship good, it's sometimes wrong, it's sometimes good, sorry. And we got the good, and he got the breath, and she got the hook. Yo, got to be, cause them Jesus haters giving the salty look. You told me, go ahead and switch the style up, and if they hate you, let them hate one, let them know the he's got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky now. I worship God. He's got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'm a thou, my lady, brother, brother. I'm a lady now. Because they got more life than the church. The church life, to keep it coming with the worship. So he feels good like we're Paul and Apollo. The church life, it feel like Jersey, it feel like Philly, it feel like D.C., it feel like D.A. or P.A. or the day, or yay. Mommy, tell me what's good. Mommy never got a problem, you think we could? Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing I wish the brothers would. They probably W would. But, we don't think we should. Jimmy told me, go ahead and do the style of it. Don't look for signs. He's got to shine. Let's throw your hands up in the sky now. I worship God. He's got to shine. Let's throw your hands up in the sky. I'm a bow on my right knee, brother, brother. I'm a baby now. That was real game. She said, I never seen Jesus' real pain. Whether you're young or old, you got Jesus. Salvation is everything that happened in it. So it was virgin on grace. But when I get myself back activated, I'm back to the I always had a passion for the real thing before we had it. I closed my eyes and imagined the church life better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. Eunice is the only one singing here, baby. And if you feel the need now, put your hands up in the sky. So there's actually a purpose for why I sing these particular songs before these before this time. So I'm talking about what the church does. Right, we learned about what the church is this morning, but now what is it that we do? And we before we even started with our toilet paper example today, we had worship,
and we sang some songs, and there were some prayer times. What I want to do for a little while now is have more of an interactive session, and now that we know each other, we can interact, talking about the different aspects of church life and what they are. So first, we're going to try to brainstorm as a group. So please, I want you guys to just call out different things or aspects of church life, as you can see. So obviously an example I'm going to give you is worship. All right? Now, I want you to expand that a little bit, but beyond that, and think maybe a little bit out of the box. You have worship as one. What else are we talking about as part of church life? Well, all right, but what do you mean by that? He's a central message. All right. How does that message come across? Servant. Or has it come across in amongst us now? What's that? Bible study. Go ahead, call it out. Fellowship, all right. And what do you mean by fellowship specifically? Okay.
Prayer.
When you say prayer, you mean what kind of prayer? What would you say more specifically?
You can do both by yourself, but also
okay.
Intercessory prayer.
Intercessory prayer, okay. What aspects of church life do we have?
Service.
And when you say service, what do you mean? Are we talking about what we do with each other or what we do beyond ourselves in the group here?
Yeah.
It's like reaching out to other people. Okay.
Gospel meetings.
Communication.
What kind of communication?
Between each other. Communication with ourselves.
Okay. So this is a good, broad, simple description of different types of church life. But what I want to talk about specifically now is the first one, is the worship one. It's something that that we have been learning, particularly in New York, in the group that we have. I really want to share with you guys really what's been burning us. But first, I just want to read a little bit, a couple of verses. First, in Colossians. I pick out this verse, Colossians 3:11. This is with respect to what we're doing, this what we're doing in the church. I was impressed by this particular verse. So Colossians 3:11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Okay, so this idea that we're all equal now as the body of Christ. Not only are we all one body through time and space and through all the different parts of the country, or whatever it might be, but we're all equal. Okay, so now as we practice this different type of church life, we're all in the same level playing field. Now there are obviously differences between us, and different people have different gifts, but we're all still equal in the eyes of the Lord. And then with respect to how our heart should be as we exercise this life in the church, Psalm 26. Verse 8. And this is really the heart that David had. So Psalm 26, 8 says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. So this heart that he loved the habitation of God. So he had this great heart for the Lord's house and for his church. All right, so keeping that in mind, there are many different ways to express this life. Now, particularly for worship, what I want to go over with you guys is maybe a little bit beyond what you're used to, so to speak,
by looking at examples in the Bible of how they worship maybe outside of the way we see it now. So we're going to start with Genesis, actually. So let's go back to Genesis 22:5. And after we just do a couple of verses, then we're going to do more interactive time. So Genesis 22:5. This is one of the first mentions of worship in the Bible. And this is basically, we know the story, we're familiar with it. It's basically when Abraham was to sacrifice his son Isaac, and his way of worshiping God was by sacrifice, and by sacrificing particularly his son. So what he does, let's go to verse 5. Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you." So basically, the form of worship that he had was just sacrifice, in the very literal sense of it, basically. That word sacrifice and this idea of worship also we see in the New Testament. So let's look at the parallel of this word sacrifice, this idea of sacrifice in Hebrews. Hebrews 13:15. Hebrews 13:15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." So this idea that we are to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. So this idea of sacrifice and giving praise as worship. So what I want to do now, basically, is brainstorm with you guys different ways that we can worship. So different forms of worship that we as a church can exercise, okay, that is a sacrifice of praise to the Lord. So I want you to be creative, maybe think out of the box. There are examples that we'll talk about in the Bible, so we'll go back and forth to it. So we'll start with the idea, like we had this morning, we sang, right? So that's one way. Let's continue to go on. Any ideas you guys have? What's a way to worship?
If you pray with it, like a small group.
Prayer is worship, okay? Yes?
Dancing.
Who in the Bible danced?
David.
All right, you guys ever dance?
Yeah.
As praise? Yeah, a handful, maybe you're embarrassed, you know. I know, right? But he didn't hold anything back, right? I mean, he really let it go. He wanted to praise the Lord so much that he just let it loose by dancing, right? Okay, so that's one way. Dan, go ahead. Anything else? There's a lot more. So, what ideas you guys have?
Playing instruments.
Okay.
Music.
Musical instruments. Okay. You think of something over there, Michael?
I am, but I don't know.
And if you want to, use the Bible as an example, think of something from the Bible, like the way that somebody worshiped the Lord outside of the ones that we've already listed here.
Sacrifice, right?
It's a sacrifice, all right. But, like Abraham,
well,
sacrifice?
Like he sacrificed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the Old Testament, they sacrifice, praise.
Right, it's definitely prophesied. I think that is along the lines of what we're talking about here, yeah?
Maybe think of more hands-on ways, maybe. Different things that we may, the Lord may impress upon us that we can create, okay?
Oh, I was just going to say acknowledging his lordship.
And how would you do that?
By obeying and by submitting.
Okay, but what are you doing? Like what manifestation, like what physical form are you doing that?
Kneeling down.
So you're saying like the way like you just present your body, like physically, like your
all
I'm trying to make it so really this is very practical, like very practical ways that we can exercise this worship here. So don't try to think too much beyond. What's up?
Jump?
What do you mean?
Like jump?
What is friend song?
Song? A couple of songs that I listen to. So, chanting, jumping, so, like, exercise for the Lord. Okay? Let's go.
How would the example of the Samaritan woman, she would go tell people in her town, like, kind of like evangelical work?
So like just evangelism as a way of worship. Because you're sharing the life of Christ in you with others. Okay, evangelism. Alright, so let me give you another example of kind of like along the lines of where I'm trying to take this. Somebody in here likes poetry. Vincent. You like poetry, right? What do you like about poetry?
It's famous words.
What?
You paint with words.
Alright. You like to read poetry?
Yes.
You ever write poetry?
Sometimes.
Alright, what kind of poetry do you write? I mean, it's like a long poem. You're not a poet. Oh, yeah. Especially if it's about somebody, yeah. But other than that. So you read some poetry, right?
Yeah.
Have you considered writing poetry for the Lord? What's that? Are there any examples in the Bible about poetry?
Job.
All right, now, there are... We know there are different kinds of poetry too, right? All right, what kind of poetry is there? When someone said haiku, is that like... meter, right, like a few syllables or something. Okay, so as a way of worship, you can write a haiku poem to the Lord, right? That might be a way you can share with your youth group, as an example. Okay, you can something you've been reading, you know, it's really been or a burden that you've been having, and you write it out. And that's a way of worshiping the Lord by writing a poem. This is along the lines where I'm trying to take you guys. All right, so what other kinds of poetry are there?
Lyrical.
So like, more like songs along those lines. All right, so it's like songwriting. I'm gonna go with that. The songwriting. Let's stick with poetry for a second, actually. I'm going to give you just a couple of quick examples of different types of poetry in the Bible. In Psalm... I'm just going to pick out a psalm that is a certain... I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but Psalm 25 is considered an acrostic poem. Okay, I actually don't know exactly what that means because I'm not a poet myself. But maybe Grace, after she majors in English, she's going to know more about poetry and acrostic poetry. There is another type of poetry from Deuteronomy. You don't have to go there. Deuteronomy 32 is considered didactic poetry. There is epic poetry in Exodus. If you just want to jot it down, maybe read it another time. Exodus 15, 1 through 19 is a type of epic poetry. So that'd be Lord of the Rings. Let me think. Who's the Lord of the Rings? Wait, don't tell me. Lord of the Rings is great. Okay? Like, it's an epic movie. It's epic poetry as well. So maybe Exodus 15, 1 through 9 will be your new favorite after Lord of the Rings. Judges 5 is another example of epic poetry. There's also something called, it's a type of poetry called sacred song. This is something that Mary used to praise the Lord in Luke 1, verses 46 through 55. 46 through 55. Luke 1, 46 through 55. And somewhat of the poetry that I like to write, or like to sing, is rhyming poetry. The things that rhyme. To me, poetry doesn't make sense unless it rhymes. You know, I read things and I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? It doesn't rhyme. So to me, rhyming is a way that
I see poetry. All right, so poetry. All right, so now this is an idea of something that we actually take and create. Poetry, what are the things that we can create, whether tangible or writing or doing something as a way of worship to the Lord, in addition to poetry? Someone said something along the lines of songs, right? Someone over there, right? Willie? So what do you mean? You said song. What about songs? All right, so like writing songs as well? Has anyone here written a song? Has anyone here considered writing a song? I mean, there are definitely people here that are musically talented in different ways. As we went around and we talked about the different pieces of toilet paper, there were a lot of different musical instruments that people played, and I'm sure there are different people who have good voices or what have you, or who really enjoy music. A lot of people talk about different types, whether it's a Gregorian chant or whatever it might be. There are different talents that we may have as a way of worship, right, through songwriting. So that's a way to, that's something to consider. There are many examples of songwriters in the Bible. Isaiah 12:2 refers to Jehovah as a song, as God is my song. Okay, God is our song. 1 Kings 4:32. I'm just going to read that verse real quick because it's an example of songs and proverbs. 1 Kings 4. 32, and this is referring to Solomon, and he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. So can you imagine writing 1,005 songs? You know, you go through the hymn book, you might see somebody who has three songs in there, right? I mean, Solomon wrote 1,005 songs and 3,000 proverbs. That's an overflowing of worship to the Lord that he really gave. We talked about playing instruments. What other types of songwriting would there be, maybe? More creative than maybe just, like what we're doing today. What else? Rapping. You can rap. Okay? That's a way of writing. You know, to me, I don't understand beats and stuff like that. So I take what other people, I let them do the work of making the beat, and I just change the words to the song. And that's the way that I try to worship. You can do a cappella. Everyone has any a cappella groups in their schools. I mean, when you get to college, I think kind of the more into a cappella. I don't know why, for some reason. But there's a cappella. So like different people just praising the Lord through a cappella. All right, let's go beyond it. So now we have poetry, singing, songwriting, dancing, jumping, playing instruments. What other ways could we go? Now, this is even more outside the box. This is serious outside the box thing as a way of worship. Painting. How can you paint and that be a way of worship? Vince, how can that be?
Because you're painting and trying to capture just a tiny bit of the story of God.
Have you painted?
In art class.
Have you painted as a way of worship?
Twice.
have you shared with your friends or with your group here? Maybe consider it. Has anyone here seen anybody use painting as a way of worship?
Yes. She actually, like, for our APR, we have to do, like, a concentration kind of. Well, pretty much we have a theme kind of. And then, like, we have, like, 24 pieces. At the end of the year, we have a booth. We have to show it. Right? And her topic was, like, non-religious relationship with God, actually.
Uh-huh.
That was really, like, I think that was really special.
Okay,
that
so.
That was about my thing.
All right, so painting as a way of worship. Let's stay along the lines of fine arts. What else do we have? What's that? All right, we'll add chanting to the singing and poetry. Jack? What's up?
Movie?
Passion of Christ. All right, so directing a movie or producing some type of movie along those lines. All right, let's think of maybe a little bit simpler than making an entire full-length feature film. Something short of that. What's that?
Music something.
Music video.
Music video. That's fun. I thought about that. What's that?
Plays.
Someone said plays? Anyone ever done a skit?
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Have you written a skit?
Yeah.
Anyone write a skit? Have you thought about writing a skit and acting as a skit as a way of worship? Or just as something that you're just doing? Are you seeing it as a way of worshiping the Lord? By acting out a particular skit.
Okay? What else do we have?
Drawing.
Painting. What's up? Cooking. Cooking. So our cookers over here. Cookers? Cooks. Cooks. All right, so a way of worship is cooking. What do you mean by that? Cook for the church. Like in service, worship, cooking. Okay, you guys have like some sort of like a love feast every once in a while, right? Every Sunday.
And Friday.
Oh, man. Then move down to Houston. So service and pouring out love to the saints in the church, right? Which is actually, as we learned before, as part of the body of Christ, the head, as a way of worship. So cooking as a way of worship. Not just cooking because you got to bring something because the potluck, but cooking with love is a way of worship. Okay? What else we got? Teaching. Teaching? So teaching what? And to whom?
For lecture.
Okay? I'm just going to add a couple more here. So collage, maybe everyone make any collages, right? You cut some things out of magazines and or whatever, add it together. When you make the box?
Diorama.
Remember that back in like third grade, you made dioramas. Anybody here have any Play-Doh at home? Play-Doh? You ever think about making something with Play-Doh? Or sculpting something maybe as a way of worship? No, you laugh. We probably have examples that we're going to talk about at some point. But we in our group in Manhattan, people have taken clay and made them into things as a way of worship. And we share with the group. Eunice mentioned another one, which is
photography.
Anyone taking any photos? You know, you've shared really maybe highlighted a particular part of creation maybe that really struck you and you really saw like, wow, look at how big God is or how awesome, how much wonder there really is in the Lord's creation through photography. You know, a lot of you guys have traveled in here before, and as you take your travels, you know, there's so much beauty out here on this earth. You know, are we seeing that as a way of worship? Maybe you're drawing a sketch of it or whatever it might be, taking a photo of it. That could be a way of worship. Now, you're not just taking that and keeping it insular. I mean, this is not a complete list either. I mean, we can go on and on and on for different ways of worship. The idea is that we would exercise these things in the church. So, when you get together, maybe in your youth group or something, as you're going through the week, you know, consider these things. You know, take some time aside, have some quiet time, and use what the Lord has put on your heart to be able to worship Him in the group setting, in the church setting. The reason why I think this is important, I'm going to give you my definition. This is my definition of what worship is. And that's the reason why it takes so many different forms. Have you done time? Time?
Yes.
Okay. My definition of worship is the overflowing response to the abundant, victorious life within us. The overflowing response to the abundant, victorious life within us. So now we here are all believers in Christ. We're saved. We have that abundant, victorious life within us. Now, do we want to just hold it in? If we have such an abundant, victorious life within us, don't we want to worship and give an overflowing response back to Him? So just if you keep that in mind, as worship as an overflowing response to the abundant, victorious life within us, that can come forth in many different ways, like we're talking about here. So I just really, the reason we particularly shared this idea about worship and out of all these different aspects of church life is worship is something that really is very practical for us to really exercise in a way in the groups that we come to. And it's something that does not, you have to like really build up to it. You can just go home and work on something. We're going to work on something in a couple of days, maybe tomorrow. As a way of worship. So, you know, keep this stuff in mind. What we do in Manhattan, actually, is during the week, we try to just really be before the Lord about ways that we can worship and give an offering back to Him outside of the ways that we normally do. So we take about 15-20 minutes and people
actually make collages, or they write songs, or they write poetry, or they paint things, or they make sculptures, or they make jewelry, or they do, I mean, like, amazing different things. And it's such a blessing to the group to see people who are before the Lord during the week about what is, you know, what's some testimony or something that's really been on their heart that they share with the group. So, just really an encouragement to you guys to just really open up your minds and hearts to really what is worship beyond maybe what we're used to. So that's really my heart to share for this afternoon. I think we have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to take a break here and maybe we can ask some questions.